A new semester is underway at Syracuse University. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, SU Chancellor Kent Siverud's annual winter message Monday focused on some tense moments of last semester when a series of racist and anti-Semitic incidents fueled fear and anger that the university wasn't doing enough to make a diverse student body feel safe.
Anti-Semitic and racist graffiti on dorm walls sparked last fall's drama, creating fear on campus for diverse students and energizing many students and supporters critical of SU's handling of the matter to conduct a two-week sit-in. Ultimately, they called for the chancellor's resignation. In his winter message, Siverud wasted no time calling up the past that included an online hashtag, NotAgainSU, noting it was a seminal moment in the school's 150-year history.
We have a choice right now, a choice whether to seize this moment today to learn, to teach, to get better, and to reaffirm our values. I have great confidence that we as a university community are going to choose to do that.
Siverud signed off on 50 promises to protesters last fall. This week he told faculty, staff, and students that the school is making progress on all fronts. He focused on four areas: recruiting more diverse faculty members and staff, creating a better student experience for diverse communities, and he finished off by noting the university can afford it all, the extra hiring and programs that will cost millions because it's in the strongest financial situation it's ever been in.
We are making investments in programs and people. I believe this work, requested, emphatically insisted upon by our students, will make us a better place.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.